Welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierzwicki.
Hi, everybody. That is actually weird for me to hear because I always go by Elizabeth now. So a lot of you know me as Liz. That's fine. If I introduce myself to you, I will call myself Elizabeth because that is my name. And quite honestly, somebody when I was like in fifth grade said, I'm going to call you Liz. And I was like, okay. And I went with it for so long. But my name's Elizabeth and I love that name. So I'm not changing the podcast. I'm not changing who authored my book, which is Liz Nierzwicki. So in a nutshell, if you meet me, see me on the street, just call me Elizabeth. That's cool. I'd prefer that. So you guys, hello. I hope you're having a great fall so far. I wanted to come on here today and chat with you about why I moved to Colorado. Because for so long, many of you listened to me when I had my yoga studio in Indiana. And back in 2022, I actually moved to Colorado. Prior to that, in July of 2021, I sold my home that I had been living in for 16 years. I actually had that house built for Vincent and myself when he was 3 years old. And my intention was to have a really good home for my son while he went through school. And I did that. And it was such a wonderful time of my life. And quite honestly, it's crazy for me to be talking about this because that chapter's over and I'm in a whole new chapter of my life. And quite honestly, I should have a podcast called Starting Over or Changing Your Life or Doing Something Totally Different because I've done that so many times. And I just wanted to share with you why I moved to Colorado. In a nutshell, many, many years ago, I think it was probably 2017, maybe. I don't really know the year exactly, but I had a vision of myself living in a mountain house and I was married. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. That was like so different from my life in Indiana. And I, you know, for Vincent's entire life, I was a single mom and I was a business owner. I was an entrepreneur. I really focused all of my energy on my business and then my son. And of course, I would have loved to have been in a relationship back then, but it also wasn't a priority for me. My business was raising my son to be an amazing human being was, and really for a very long time, I didn't really, I didn't trust marriage. I didn't really believe in it. I just, it had a doubtful nature around it. And it took meeting a couple different people and having some really good relationships with people who were married and had really strong marriages that made me go, I actually think I want that someday. And those relationships and that time in my life really took me from being, I guess, kind of cynical about marriage to being more hopeful and optimistic that one day I would find my person. And then I had a vision during that time of living here and being in a mountain house. And I'm not sure if it was Colorado, but in my head, it was Colorado. And so I started to think about Colorado, and it was always going to be California. Forever and a day, I always thought I would move to California because it was warm and it was beautiful and I loved it there. And then COVID happened, and then the rioting happened, and then all the shutdowns happened, and then the homelessness just went bananas. And I realized, you know, that's a really pretty place. It's very expensive. And if you're not living somewhere where it's, you know, everything you want it to be at that stage of my life, no thanks, I'm not interested. So I took a little detour and I decided I'm going to go check out Colorado. So in the fall of 2021, I spent 6 weeks here and I talked to the leadership at the company that I work for about transferring my business out here. And they were like, yeah, let's do it. And I am one of the top sales reps in my group for the company that I work with. And I love what I do. And I just decided to transfer my business and move out to Denver. So I came out here. And what's really interesting is I absolutely love it. I don't live in a mountain house yet. I'm not married yet. I hope someday that vision becomes a reality. I'm not rushing anything. I like my life here. I'll tell you what is interesting. When I was young, I became a mom at the age of 24. And, you know, a lot of younger people move to a bigger city. They have that young city life, you know, going out and partying and doing things with friends. Well, I never had that. I was a mom and I immediately had a home in the suburbs and raised my son. And that was my focus. And then also becoming successful in my life, in my career was really important to me. So, I put all of that, you know, in front of anything else. I mean, that's what you do. If you're a good parent, you do that. You put your raising your child and your, or your children, finding a really good job and becoming the best at what you're doing, becoming the best at your craft and making something of yourself. So that's what I focused on. And I did a really good job at it. And I look back at that time of my life because that chapter is over. It's so wild to be sitting here and sharing that story with you because I'm in a whole new chapter. You know, that part of my life, my son graduated in 2021. He is now 21 this month of October and he has his own business. You know, it's funny because the apple never does fall far from the tree. They watch you and they learn from you. And I'm so proud of the person my son is becoming. And, you know, but what I was going to say is that now I'm in a city. I'm in the big city of Denver. I'm not downtown, but I'm close enough. And you know what? I do feel like I'm a little older to be living here. I will never say I'm old because I'm not, but I'm a little older to be living here. I live in an amazing place. And I live in a high rise and the people in my high rise are from all walks of life. I have the Denver Nuggets live in my building. I have entrepreneurs that live in my building. It's a really phenomenal building. And I've been here now. This is my second year. I do like it, but I also do feel like I'm part of the concrete jungle. I do love, love, love getting out of the city and going into the mountains. And speaking of that, last night, I was coming back from the mountains, and in the fall of Colorado, the aspen leaves are changing, and it looks so incredible in the mountains, and they call it leaf peeping. You heard me right, leaf peeping, and people just go up into the mountains, and they're kind of chasing the leaves changing throughout the state, northern part of the state, middle, southern part of the state, and it goes from being green mountains to green evergreens. The aspens have turned to almost like a neon yellow and orange. It's absolutely stunning. So if you're following me on Instagram, I'm sharing all of these photos right now and all of these videos right now because it is so beautiful and I'm really making it a point to get up into the mountains and to see this beautiful season that we have in front of us. Well, the negative part about that is that there's only one road that goes in and out of the mountains, and that's Interstate 70. And last night when I was coming back, I left the mountains late on purpose, and it was like gridlock the whole way. back into the city. So that, I would say, is the worst part of living here, because in the winter, you've got all the skiers that are going up there, blocking up 70, and in the leaf peeping season, the exact same thing is happening. So literally last night, the drive home was torturous. About 3 hours in the car, not fun. It usually takes me about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes. So that was a rough ride, but it was beautiful. So I'm trying to like hold on to that. It was actually stunning in the mountains. And, if you ever have a chance to be here in the autumn, in the fall, do it. Just take a week, spend some time in maybe Leadville, Aspen, Vail, Silverthorne, Frisco, Keystone, going a little further. You could like those are all easily drivable from the Denver airport, but you could always go further, and there's Telluride, there's Steamboat. But those early ones are the ones I mentioned are ones you could really easily get to if you, come into the Denver airport. Not that I want to block up 70 even more. So I'm actually hesitant to even say any of this on a podcast because I don't want to tell everybody. So let's just keep it in my my community here. How about that? So anyways, you guys, I just wanted to share that story with you about why I moved to Colorado. I like it here, and I don't see this as my forever place. I do see myself living in multiple places because over the last year, I've been traveling quite a bit. I do see Denver kind of being one of the places I live because I'm building a fantastic business here and I love what I'm doing. And so this will be a spot that I come to quite regularly, but I'm also looking at different places to live and to expand my business. And so that is a little bit about me. I wanted to share that because I know it's been quite some time since I've really dove into my life, since I've moved out of Indiana and what I'm doing. But if you follow me on Instagram, you definitely get the inside track on my life and what I'm doing on a week-by-week basis. And that's it. So you guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I hope that gives you a little window into my world. And if you have anything that you'd like to share with me, I'd love to see your fall leaf peeping photos as well. So feel free to share those with me on Instagram. And until next time, I hope you guys have a great day. Ciao.